Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and today is closing day, and it features episode 57 with Dan Nguyen. Now, this brother has amassed an incredible portfolio, and we're going to talk about how he landed his first deal, what the process was like as he went through taking a VA loan and then flipping that into now his massive real estate portfolio. Is really, really dope, as he did a lot of research, but it's all about how he closed the deal after so much research. So get your pen and pads ready. It's going to be a really good one. Let's get into it.
So real estate came about. I went to college. I went down to Orlando, Orlando at UCF. So I graduated from UCF, but the first year I went to UCF, I went there because, you know, I wanted to party. It's a big, big party school, you know. I went there for a year. I wrestled for part of that year as well. And then I dropped out. And I was like, hey, man, I'm not handling it for some reason. I made a dumb decision and decided to take 7 a.m. classes, knowing I'm a night, you know, I'm a night person. I'm trying to go clubbing every night, you know. This is when I was young, real young. But I ended up dropping out. I tried the 9-to-5 thing for a while. Did that for 2 years. And you know, it just, I felt like that wasn't the way, right? I wasn't satisfied with what I was doing. I didn't see any true potential payoff, right? And luckily the company that I worked for, Cox Enterprises, where I was working at Auto Trader, I was like typing up the words in the magazine, you know? One of my coworkers, right before we got laid off, he was reading a book. It was called Automatic Millionaire by David Bach. So I read through that book, and that's where the light bulb kind of clicked, and it kind of talked a lot about the traditional way of building wealth, you know, stocks, IRAs, 401ks, things like that. And then another time he was reading Rich Dad Poor Dad, and he passed me that book, and then I read that book, and then that kind of solidified, all right, this is what I got to do. I got to figure out some way to make my money work for me. And through Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I understood, hey, real estate is an avenue to do that. Right. I'm not going to lie. After I read the book, I was kind of upset. I was like, why didn't they teach us this in school? You know, why is this stuff not talked about? You know? So I was a little upset, but I took that information and then I applied it. I figured out a way how I could, kind of marry the two together. Right. I'm not going to say it's impossible, but it's very hard to not have any money, right? And then invest in real estate. So what most people do is kind of you'll go get a job, some kind of decently paying job, and then you start saving that way, right? Well, I looked into the military. Obviously, I came from a military background. When I read that Rich Dad Poor Dad, he was also an aviation. He was also an Army officer, a Marines officer, and that's kind of the route that I went. And I saw that, you know, you can make a decent living that way. There's this thing called the VA loan, which we can get into eventually, which is like the FHA loan on crack, you know. And then there's just a lot of benefits and especially leadership, right, that comes along with it. These traits that can carry over to any business that I will create in the future, right? And that's ultimately what the goal was, is to create my own business. And I knew that through the military, I could gain the leadership skills while at the same time make money to then go and parlay that into my own business, right? So.
Definitely, definitely. So tell us about the beginning, like your first deal and how that went.
So my first true investment was a single family in Jacksonville, Florida. I had owned a couple of single families before that, but those were owner occupied, right? I used the VA loan to do that. This is before I knew with the VA loan and the FHA loan, you can get a multifamily unit. Didn't know that at the time, but I ended up getting a single family unit in Jacksonville. I bought it for literally bought it for $25,000, put about $25,000 into it. And then the home across the street sold for $110,000. So refinanced out at 65% loan to value. I made money off the refi and then took that money and then went and bought a four unit, bought my first four unit. So basically, you know, I did that there. And there was a lot of lessons learned through that single family. It was just a great deal for me. I think I got it at the right time, right? It's a lot of preparation, a lot of saving on the back end, but got the deal done. And it was just a great experience. And at that point, I was hooked. I mean, it's like, you really can't, you really can't go back from there, you know?
Yeah, man. So one thing you mentioned is that you bought the property for 25, put 25 in it, and then the property across the street sold for 110. So I have a couple follow-up questions. So that first property, was it, did you just like save up money from working and bought it cash and then use cash for the rehab as well?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. And like I said, it's kind of hard to, create a lot of opportunity when you don't have much money, right? So again, understanding that now this is 3 years after I was already in the Army, and I already had the intent to, I'm looking at the long term. I need to save money because I want to buy properties. I want to buy assets, cash flowing assets, right? So, you know, this is basically 2.5 years of saving / you know, scraping together whatever I could. And at the same time, doing a lot of self-education. I'm taking courses, listening to great podcasts like, you know, Black Real Estate Dialogue. It wasn't out during the time, but, you know, but networking, that's what I was doing during that time. So a lot of people have a misconception that, hey, this is easy. You know, this is something that I can start today and I can be rich tomorrow, but that's just not the case, right? It took 2 years, 2.5 years of saving, getting myself educated and doing a lot of deal analysis, right? And then, and looking through properties before actually pulling the trigger on that first deal. So yeah, to answer your question, it was a lot of savings.
yeah, definitely. And then how did you identify this particular property? If you remember, was it through like a real estate agent on the MLS? Was it like off market? How were you able to find it?
And it was actually Zillow. So I was using a bunch of different methods. I was on BiggerPockets looking at the like for sale section there. I was already networking and going to the local RIAs, right? I was driving an hour and a half to go to Jacksonville RIA just to meet with wholesalers and other people. So that networking aspect was there. I was literally doing everything, going on Craigslist. And this one I actually just found off of Zillow. And when I say every single weekend, I was going down to Jacksonville because it's about an hour and a half drive from where I'm at right now, right? So every single weekend I was going down to Jacksonville. I'd already have something scheduled that weekend. It was pretty much time slotted out what I'm going to be doing. I was viewing properties like a madman. I had a realtor helping me go through this stuff. And, you know, I probably analyzed or looked at maybe 100 properties, walked maybe I'd say 40 or so, wrote offers on like 10, and then, you know, I really got two offers accepted, but I just went with one. So that's kind of the number breakdown for you.
Wow. And what's significant about what you just mentioned, man, is that you looked at 100 properties, you walked about 40 offers, you wrote offers on 10, and then got two accepted. What I want people to realize from what you said is that this takes a long time. It's not, you know, you may have to look through dozens and hundreds before you find something that fits your needs. And so I think it's great that, especially on your first one, can you imagine what would have happened if you said, you know what, this is taking too long. I'm looking at too many. None of my offers are being accepted. Who knows how things would have turned out if you threw in the towel at that point. So I think it's pretty significant that you didn't give up at that point.
Yeah, big time. I think there's one of two things that can happen. One, just like you said, people will get up, they'll give up, they'll go through the process and realize, hey, you know, this is taking too long, it's a little too hard, let me give up. Or they're saying, you know, screw it, screw all the due diligence, right? Let me just buy something. And then those are the type of people that get a bad deal, have a bad interaction, right? And then they tell other people, don't invest in real estate, you're going to lose all your money. Don't do that, you're going to lose, you know, take it from me, I tried it. And, you know, that's kind of One of the two things that happened, and it's funny that you mentioned that, you know, a lot of people give up. That actually was me the very first time. So when I was a junior in college, when I was in ROTC, they give out this $25,000 loan. Now this was around 2010, 2011 in Orlando. Like the housing market was pretty much the bottom out 2010-ish timeframe, right? I took that $25,000. I was like, look, man, I'm going to go and buy a house. And I went to one bank and got rejected and I gave up. And, you know, I didn't, because I had that experience, right? And after self-education, after talking to other people and getting to know how this thing really works and the other alternate ways of financing and other ways to do things, I then took that knowledge and applied it to that first property. So that had I not tried to buy a house back when I was in college, there might have been a chance I would have gave up on, you know, that first deal. So
thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's B-R-E-D Podcast. Until next time.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.